Wake up with Darren, Kerry and Skye.
Darren, Kerry and Skye here on East Coast Radio. Good morning.
Sunny morning.
Darren Moore, Skye Shabalala and Tumar Vix Akhtarab. Good morning, fam.
Jeez, are you with us, Kerry?
How's it? So listen, I just want to say to everyone in Durban, let's show the world what it means when like we're asked to make a sacrifice, right? We're asked to spare water for 7 days. I know that I can jump in a bath that has been used by Mouse and Anna before me. I know that I can, you know, over a weekend, maybe only have one shower on a cold winter's weekend. And we need to do all these things, you know, because, and they've told us, they're completely transparent with us. We have an aqueduct that needs to be repaired. It's going to take 7 days. So you need to, so that everyone gets a little bit of water, everyone needs to just do their bit about water. But don't worry, there will be the people on social media who say it's fake news. They're trying to take your water and send it to Mozambique. They're trying to put the vaccine in the water. They will be out there.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, they'll be out there.
They walk
among us.
Good point, Darren. Yeah. You've made a good point, Darren.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Guys, listen, I'm quite like pretty nervous for the next couple of days.
Why?
Because it's happening again. James is leaving me with all the responsibility.
But you've killed two already,
Skye. No, he's going away for 3 days. I didn't kill any fish.
Why doesn't he just take the fish with him?
I don't know, bro.
He has options here.
Good point.
He leaves them with you, they die. Take them with him. They are well-traveled fish.
He said to me, if I like, it's fine if I feed them today and then again on Sunday morning.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a trap or he's trying to get rid of them, but that's what he said.
Has he put the amount that you feed them out on the side in a little sachet and said, just put this bag in on Monday, put this bag on Sunday?
Yeah, so he hasn't, but he told me the last time, which I still remember. And I was actually thinking when he comes back, the last time he left, they would be fat because I was like overfeeding them.
Yeah.
Can you overfeed fish?
Yes, you can.
And do they explode?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, they don't. They get distended and they float up to the top, bellies up.
Oh, and then,
that's dead,
that's
right?
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. So any tips to maybe not have
yes, tell James to take the
itself.
Fish with him.
Get the girlfriend.
I would put money on this. I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to phone Devin at Hollywood Bets and see if we can have a side bet on this one. I will put money on odds like, you know, 5-6 to 1
yeah.
that within a week, another fish will be dead. You just,
well, Darren,
you don't
I will do opposite of you.
Yeah? Will you take that bet?
I'll bet that Skye keeps them alive.
Really?
Yeah. Even if it's by mistake. Even if it's, he doesn't even mean to keep them alive. I back you, Skye.
What shall we wager? A Happy Meal, a quarter pounder with cheese, a wrap.
Your house, Darren. Your house.
We're putting my whole house on
it. On your fish since you're so confident.
Oh, you know what? We haven't had a housewarming. Should we make it like lunch? And yeah. if I lose, lunch at my place.
And I'll take a picture tonight of all the fish so you can count them.
Yes.
And then on Monday again, I'll take another picture.
I want a newspaper next to it so I can see the time.
100%.
And everything. Good.
And if you win, lunch at your house.
Yay!
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.